Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Let me do with the cut.
You can follow me to the book of Dan. Chapter 1 and then verse 8, they stood up like a man. Prophecies or philosophies, you can cop a Mr. K.I.C. Gotta have faith, how to must see. Blessed for your mother me. People you should do if you knew what this world would do to you. Because this the 82, but we got the Ruah.
I got that Ruah, how could dad make it say and getting mad? Cause I'm barely doing my dad, and the most I got my bad. Hey, happy, don't be sad, when we been to get a bag. Been about to put a mad, cause you know it's the Shabbat.
I got that Ruah,
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 we got that Ruah,
they got that Ruah,
she got that Ruah,
they got that Ruah.
I know y'all tired of the dealing and killing for Molly cheering. Regardless, you believer, receiver, we got the spirit.
Turn back the statutes, the laws, and the commandments. And if we do so, we do damage all on this planet.
Cause we chosen, we go in like Oshin on a pro team. That Ruah Chaka dad, the reason for my flowing. We posting, no roaches, we so lit, we go get the most out behind us. So nothing we can't win.
I got that Ruah Chaka dad, making Satan getting mad. Cause I'm barely doing my dad, and the most I got my bad. Hey, happy, don't be sad, when we finna get a bag. Been about to put a mask.
I got that Ruah,
I got that Ruah,
I got that Ruah,
I got that Ruah,
he got that Ruah,
they got that Ruah,
she got that Ruah,
they got that Ruah.
This for Ruben,
this for Ruben,
this for Dan,
this for Dan,
for
Simeon,
Levi, and Gad,
all right, shalom, shalom. So again, welcome to another episode of Israel Now Radio Show. This is your host, Yahshua. Just wanted to, first and foremost, give all praise and honor to the Almighty Yahweh. And I'm going to bring on my brother. Joseph is going to be on here with me today. We got some important things to have an important men's conference that we need to tell everybody about, give everybody all the details, all the men in Israel from coast to coast, especially anybody that's in the vicinity of, you know, the states of Ohio or anywhere close by, or really anywhere in the nation or anywhere in the world, actually, that if you can make it, please do make it. So I'm going to bring this brother on now. Shalom, shalom. Ak, can you hear me?
Yeah, if I'm on the line, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, bro. All right. So we're going to start off the show definitely by talking about this men's conference that the brother's throwing that's coming up in this month of December. I'm going to let him give most of the details, things like that. But we just want to definitely encourage the men of Israel to come out. We don't do the thing as far as, you know, whatever congregation you in, whatever camp, if you of the seed of the children of Israel, you know, descendants of slaves. You know, you can come out, no matter what your camp or assembly affiliation is. You know, we're all Israel, we're all one nation. So, are you back on?
Shalom, shalom, Maki.
Okay, shalom. I thought
you
I heard
you. Okay.
Yep. I hear you just fine. Yep.
Okay, cool. Shalom, shalom, Yasharal. I don't know exactly what everything you just said before I just got chimed back in. I was in this place where there was a lot of noise, so I'm trying to maneuver and get out of here real quick.
Okay, yeah, I was just pretty much letting the listening audience know about the men's conference coming up, but I didn't give any details or anything like that. So if you want me to just go ahead and speak for a few minutes until you're actually ready, that'll be cool as well.
I'm ready now. I'm leaving out this place right now. So,
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I
want to
give all the details, pretty much.
Okay. Cool. Cool. I told Ark for, you know, definitely having me back on the show again, and I just want to say to the listening audience, you know, the Hebrew men's gathering that we're about to be having here in the next 2.5 weeks is going to be something that you definitely want to make it out to. You know, definitely if you're in the region of Illinois, Michigan, Tennessee, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, you know, and even West Virginia, or whatever state you end up being, may be at. You know what I mean? I know it's going to be a lot of people from the Midwest area. basically around these states is going to be there, but it's open to everybody. So we're going to have some different things going on this event that we didn't have in the other past event. And, you know, the other past events are more so geared for families, you know, men, women, and children. We have all type of activities that we do, culture building, things that we can do to kind of get to know each other better. You know, it's a lot of things that we, you know, partake in. And it's very few things that we do on the Shabbat. You know, we see each other, hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. But really, we really don't know each other that well. So it's at these events where you really get to know people. You get to match the faces with the names. Some of these people you've seen on YouTube and Facebook and things like that. So you get to see them in person. So this men's event is different, though, because it's not going to be women involved in it. You are allowed to bring your children, if you have these sons, if you will. It's going to be a strictly male event. And we got some different things that we're going to be doing as far as, like, boxing. You know, we got an amateur professional boxer that should be there. And I know Akiyash. I know a lot of Israel don't know that Akiyash is a boxer as well, along with his son, Yoshiah. So, you know, he's going to be sharing some things, some techniques with us as well. We got a segment about self-defense. We have business advice, relationship building, and the list goes on and on. So we got a two-day event, and we're going to pack a lot of things within that 2 days. And, you know, we're going to really build the Akeem up because, you know, the men are the leaders of Yasharal. You know, the women follow our lead. The children follow our lead. It's very important that we're in our proper place in these end times. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. The date's going to be December 21st and December 22nd. Like I said, it's 2.5 weeks from today. The Quality Inn Hotel is the host hotel in Blue Ash. You definitely want to get book you a room so everybody can be in the host hotel. You know, it's nothing like going into the hallway, going into the lobbies, and you're seeing your ox, you're seeing your coats. Not the coats this time, but just the ox. Every time you get out of an elevator, you're seeing, hey, shalom, shalom, my key, shalom, shalom. You know, people staying in the hotel until 12, 1 o'clock at night, 2 or 3 o'clock when we get together sometimes. And it's just a beautiful thing, you know. So for those 2 days, I would say, you know, if you're struggling with money, you're struggling with finances, we got brothers in the area that I'm sure that will open up their homes. And I got a brother that's coming from out of town that's going to be staying with me. But, you know, we definitely want to open up our homes to those that's on the line that's listening. I'm quite sure we had, especially with the Israel Now family, some down-to-earth brothers, some of the best brothers that you'll be able to meet on this walk of life. And I'm quite sure that they'll be able to open up your homes if you're struggling with cash. But if you are able to afford it, please book at the host hotel. It helps us with, you know, discount rates on the conference rooms, help us be able to get the room for a long extended period of time. You know, it may be a possibility. We might have to go to Israel Now if we don't meet the proper requirements for the hotel. But regardless if we meet the requirements for the hotel or not, as far as the hotel stay is concerned, we still can, you know, meet there, gather there. You can still book your rooms there. And if we have to use another facility to have our sessions at, we already have that confirmed as well. So make sure you're at this event. You know, I'm at a loss for words right now because I can't tell you in a few moments what these events have done. We are in our sixth event now, and, you know, people have been so close. These gatherings and these events have tied people together across the country, from the east to the west, to the north to the south. People have built relationships. People are closer together. Some people are closer to people 500 or 600 miles away than they are to people that's around the corner from them. So that's what you get at these events, and you know it goes on and on. So I'm gonna let Akiyashua, you know, chime in if he has any other questions he want to ask me, or if he has anything he wants to add, or if he wants to share how these gatherings have meant, what they have meant to him. So I'll turn the call back over to you, Ak.
Okay. Well, yeah, first and foremost, I did want to say, as far as if anybody's on the listening audience that have a question for him as well, Just push number one. You can ask your own question. But I did want to bring up, was there any other costs involved, like registration or anything like that, that we needed to go over? Because I was asked that the other day, so I wanted you to clarify that as well.
Okay, well, the registration is actually only registration is that you send an email to yashouse7@gmail.com, yashouse7@gmail.com. You just send us your name, send us the name of the people that's going to be coming with you so that we can email you the itinerary. It's a free event. We're not charging anything. The other gatherings, we have to charge registration fee because we have to pay for food for, you know, a nice amount of people, and that's what the registration fee covers, the food and the conference rooms and different other expenses that goes along with these gatherings. But since we're not, you know, everyone's responsible for their own food on this one, it's a free registration.
Okay. Yep. Just wanted to clarify that. That's what I thought, but just wanted to clarify that. So, but yeah, man, I definitely appreciate the events that you've been throwing since I met you. I definitely appreciate our personal brotherhood that we have together and have been building together. And also just being able to just meet, you know what I mean, different Hebrews that I didn't know, you know, just from going through to the event. Then you're making other connections wherever we go around the country, and that's really a great thing that we need to build. We need to build this brotherhood all over the country, so no matter whatever city, whatever state you may be in, you know what I mean, anything come up, you say, hey, I know a brother here in this city or this state or something like that. You know, and really build that brotherhood and build that nationhood the way we supposed to do and the way we supposed to be one towards another. Of course, we're going to be closer to the ones we see from week to week in our own city, but we need that that state-to-state connection as well. And we can all learn from each other. We can all iron sharper iron, all build off each other, build off what each other's doing and different things like that. Even, of course, with the scriptures first and foremost. But even if it's not concerning the scriptures, even if it's concerning, you know, growing food, growing off the land, and all these different things that we are able to share together, you know. So so I definitely appreciate that. And I feel like in the book of Zephaniah, which we always quote, Israel from coast to coast, he's quoting, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. Without events like this, we will never gather together. Without events like this, we'll never really be able to gather together. You know what I mean? We just may know of each other, may have seen each other on maybe a YouTube video or social media, but never have no real interactions with each other. But these events allow us to have a personal interaction with each other outside of this computer stuff and social media and all that. And that's what's most important, you know, because the real people and the real teachers and the real leaders of our people come out and see each other face to face, and we don't hide behind computer screens and things like that. So that's what it's done for me, and I definitely definitely look forward to it. I know we're going to have a great time as always, so great thing. But I do have a caller I'm going to go to. They have their hand up, so they probably have a question for us. So I'm going to field this caller real quick. Area code 470, shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Yeah, shalom, shalom, Aki. This beloved Daoud.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Ak. Good to hear from you, Ak. Shalom, shalom.
Man, shalom, Ak. Man, I just want to just say, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? I always salute the laborers, man. You know, I ain't got no question. I always got the uplifting word from my brother. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, yeah,
keep
no
going,
doubt, bro.
Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going, because we're on the same thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Much appreciated,
right,
bro. And actually, I actually just started listening to your music, man, so just want to give you a, you know what I mean, a great great shout out for that. You know, I love the music I've been listening to thus far. But yeah, I'm gonna keep checking some more out as well.
Oh yeah, man, who got 7 albums worth, man? Go ahead, take your time, man. You know what I'm saying? Pull
okay.
out the big bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull out the big bowl.
I think I was one of the late comers on this, bro, because as I found out, pretty much all my brothers that I deal with, they've been knowing about your music, you know, and I'm just finding out about it, like, hey, let me check this out. So as I've been checking it out, I like it. It's good stuff. Good righteous music, true music.
That's right. That's right, man. So I appreciate y'all too, man. So I'm just trying to give you a soundtrack to Brew too. You feel me?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good, bro. Yep. Sounds good.
That's right.
So, yeah, man, thanks for calling in, man. So we'll be in touch soon, Ock. And I know you know we got that thing we got coming up in February, which you're going to be in with. So, yeah, we're going to have a great time on that as well.
That's right, Ock. Much love.
Much love. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
All right, Ock. So, yeah, let me think. Was it anything else that we missed? You think? Do you need to give the address for the hotel, the host hotel?
Yes, the address
it
is it's the Quality Inn on Pfeiffer Road in Blue Ash. So if you type in Quality Inn on Pfeiffer Road, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
Some kind of way this phone system erased all my messages today, except for three or four of them. But if you type in Quality Inn on Blue Ash, it's only one of them. You'll be able to get that address. Phone number is 513-793-4500. And you just book under the House of Yah room block if you are coming in and trying to book that event. So those that email us to yahsouth7@gmail.com, we'll be able to email them the itinerary. And those itineraries should be out. If not tonight, tomorrow at the latest, just so people can go ahead and fine-tune their last arrangements and do what they need to do to make sure they can get here on time. So we got different ways of people that may be coming through. But I would definitely say to those that may be on the line, you want to really try to make every single event that we're doing, every single event, especially these survival skills, self-defense, boxing classes, Ock Yahshua, giving us, years and years of training. I know the Ock, is a pretty mild-mannered Ock, pretty quiet guy, Ock, not to the people that know him, he ain't quiet, but, a mild-mannered Ock, but the Ock know how to throw his hands, too, and, Ock might pull out an AK on him, too, So we talking about these type of things that we got to talk to about as Ocks, I got the Ock over there laughing, but it's true, The Ock showed me a picture with an AK.
Right.
It's all good. So we talk about real men stuff, marital issues.
Right.
It's a lot of marriages that's looking bad in Israel, and we talk about nation building. Is that just about having multiple wives, or is that about keeping the wives that we have and building with those as well? So
mm-hmm.
It's just all type of things that we're gonna be talking about. I can't even really scratch on this call because. Really, the events are going to be good, but it's really the event after the event. It's the in-between events where you're sitting down with the Ox, at the round table or sitting around with the Ox in somewhere in the atrium somewhere, and, y'all might be drinking a little wine, just chilling out, talking. Those are the moments that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life, And that's why I appreciate you for just even giving this last-minute opportunity to just reach out to anybody else. Like you might be in Texas, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Georgia, Tennessee, You might be 10 hours away. People drive 10 hours to these events. You'll get your money's worth. I just guarantee you that, especially when you are able to go back home with, a phone full of Ox and you got different connections to different cities, different states, more than what you already had prior to the event. You got different people's living rooms you can go to, different people cooking for you when you're in town. You got different people that you can do business ventures with, different people you can support, different people that can support you. It's just all worth it when it comes down to it. So I'm going to turn the call back over to you, Aki.
Right. You're right, Ock. And I know you do have another call to go to later tonight. What time, if you said everything, that'll be cool. I know you might have to run or whatever. I know you have to be on your other call. I'm not sure what time, so... just don't hesitate whenever you got to go. It's all good. If you want to, whatever call you're going to, if you needed to share that information over here as well, whatever you're going to be on later tonight as well, in case the people want to listen in case somebody called in later might have missed something as well, you can do that.
Okay, yeah. With the announcer of that radio show, we talked a few hours ago, so I need to actually just confirm some things because he's kind of a spirit of the moment type, but
Ock,
he got a different type of setup, so he just goes live, and then he takes it from there, so he'll do it any time of the day, so I just need to reach back out to him, so get that out
Okay,
there.
Okay. All right, cool. Yep, I was just checking on that. All right, well, yeah, just, you know, last thing, just wanted to definitely, you know, just encourage everybody to come out, encourage all the men to come out. Don't let nobody keep you away from your people. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody keep you away from gathering with your people. The thing went out from the Most High. The call went out from the Most High for Israel to gather themselves together. Zephaniah chapter 2, gather yourselves together, O nation I desire. You know what I mean? And we can't replace that word nation with camp. We can't say gather yourselves together, O camp not desire. So don't think about whatever camp you belong to. You know what I mean? We far past all of that type of stuff and all that type of thinking. You know what I mean? So we got to think Israel as a nation because that's what it is. All these different camps set up and assemblies, if they teach it right, they should just be, you know, little vessels of the same one big nation. If they're teaching you to not gather with your people from your nation, then that's not of the Most High. They're not teaching you according to the word of the Most High. They're teaching you according to the word of man. They're teaching you to be under them for their own self-righteousness, for something that they want out of the deal, because they don't want you going nowhere else. They don't want you to listen to nobody else, all this type of stuff. So that's not how we roll. Israel is a nation of people. And so come on out. Don't let nobody hold you back. And you can experience many, many great things when you're gathering with people. You know, I noticed that a lot of those that don't really gather with us, especially those of certain camps, like them One West camps and things like that, a lot of times they don't know what they're missing. You know what I mean? They have no idea what they're missing. So but when we're able to be open and get out and just gather with all of our people, it's a great thing because we can definitely learn something in every single place we go. I know you're a brother that do that a lot, go to different cities and different congregations. You could take something from each one, you know. You could take something good from each place. So that's definitely a great thing. But I'm going to switch gears. And I think today, you know, about, you know, a little bit into the show. So I may talk a little bit about Hanukkah, may just open the lines up as well for any other callers y'all want to call in. You know, just push number one. Let me know your question or comment, what you have concern about, talk about, anything like that, anything dealing with the scriptures we can deal with. Definitely we can't go in depth into everything right now, but we can definitely deal with each topic a little bit, whatever we bring up. So, again, just push number one. If you got anything on your mind, anything you seen concerning the scriptures, concerning doctrine, concerning, you know, anything, what's going on in Israel today, because it's a lot going on. It's a whole lot going on. So definitely just push number one. I'll get you right on. But before we do that, I did want to bring up, you know, right now this season that we're dealing with the Festival of Hanukkah, which is up right now. It's the 1st of December all the way into the 8th of December, the 8th at even. So these are the days of Hanukkah right now. So for those that are keeping Hanukkah, you know, just want to say happy Hanukkah to those that are keeping it. And definitely this festival or this holiday of Hanukkah, which is a good thing. When we search into our history, we realize that the Greeks, during the time of the Greek occupation, during the time of the Book of Maccabees, you can read about this whole story in the Book of Maccabees, the 4th chapter. You can start at the 1st chapter and really get all the way down to the details around the 4th chapter. But what happened was, we're just going to go back in history. I'm going to give everybody a brief history lesson. So we had a temple set up at that time, a temple in Jerusalem, which is the only place that the temple can be. During those days, the Greeks, we was experiencing a Greek occupation. When I say occupation, it's different than a captivity, because the captivity is really where we were taken out of our land and conquered by another people. An occupation is where another nation was ruling us in our own land. So it was during the Greek occupation, and the Greeks were actually ruling the children of Israel, our ancestors, in our own land. So they actually took over our temple, polluted our temple, put all type of pagan things in our temple, took out our holy vessels and things that we had in our temple, and replaced them with, you know, things that are abominable unto us, you know. And so they had controlled our temple for a period of time. They came down on us, and they started to forbade us to do our customs, forbade us from doing our laws, forbade us from keeping the Sabbath day and eating clean and all the different things that they considered things that a Jew would do, or Judaizing, what they would call it. All right, they forbade us from doing these things. And so, you know, some of our brothers at that time had risen up, you know, to fight back against this oppression and fight back against the Greek occupation during that time. And it was led by a brother named Judas Maccabees, his brothers, and, you know, they had some other brothers with them. So what happened was, you know, the Israelites in that day, I'm just summing the whole thing up. They would keep the Sabbath day, the righteous Israelites, as always. But they found that these Israelites were keeping the Sabbath day, and then what would happen? The Greeks would come out against them, and they came out against people on the Sabbath day to murder them, to slay them, to fight against them, and things like that. So they watched their brethren, or they didn't watch it, but they heard about their brethren getting slain on the Sabbath day. All right, by the Greeks. So they figure, okay, we can't even keep the Sabbath day in peace. They tried to go out to the desert part of the land to be away from the city to actually, you know, keep the Sabbath day and keep our different laws and customs in peace, but they wasn't able to do that. They pursue them out there, so they like, okay, we have no choice but to fight back. So they started to rise up. They started to fight back, and this is concerning. This is a good time that we're talking about this because this men's conference is coming up, and this is the duty of the Israelite man to protect our women, protect our children, and protect our nation at all costs. So they started to rise up. It was many more Greeks doing in their Greek army than it was Hebrew men, than it was Israelite men. But we still, with the help of the Almighty, rose up, fought against them, and won the war. All right, now this war, this fighting back and forth, lasted a period of 3.5 years. That's how long it lasted. We eventually won. We rededicated our temple. We took our temple back, threw out the stuff that they put in, started to replace it with all our holy things that we had in the temple, and we replaced it, and we Hanukkah'd the temple. The word Hanukkah means rededicate, and we rededicated our temple back to the Most High Yah, and that's what that is about. It's a great thing to celebrate. It's not a commandment, so if you don't celebrate it, it's not a sin, because sin is the transgression of the law. But it is something, a great thing that happened in our history, that our ancestors, after they rededicated the temple back to the Almighty, you can read in the book of Maccabees, the 4th chapter, I believe around the 56 to 58 verse, where they said, look, we're going to celebrate this from year to year with a span of 8 days, just to recognize this great victory that we have won to rededicate our temple back to the Most High Yahweh. So what we can also see, we read in this story, that when the Greeks did take over our temple and they did the different things that they did to our temple, the scripture also said that it was the abomination of desolation in the book of Maccabees. So it says they set up the abomination of desolation. So when you read that phrase, you will realize that abomination of desolation has already happened. All right. There is more than one abomination of desolation in the scripture. But one of the abomination of desolations that the prophet Daniel spoke of actually happened, you know, because Daniel was writing around 530-something, 538 B.C. The story in the book of Maccabees happened around 167 B.C., so roughly around 400 years later. One of the prophecies that Daniel talked about, the abomination of desolation, that was going to happen, because Daniel specifically said the abomination of desolation is coming. He also said in the prophecy that different things like they will forbid sacrifices and different things like that, which all of that stuff happened during the time of the Greek occupation in the book of Maccabees. So that's what we had on the book of Maccabees. But what we don't do is this. Don't look to the world. Don't look to Judaism. Don't look to the fake Jews. Don't look to the Khazars to see how to celebrate Hanukkah. All right, we are true Israel. We read our scriptures, and we decide based on our scriptures and what the Holy Spirit get us how we celebrate these things. All right, so don't go out and get no Hanukkah bush and put it in your house under your tree, because they're only doing that because they have a Christmas spirit. There's nothing in that story about a Hanukkah bush and putting gifts under a Hanukkah bush. All right. Remember, if you get a Hanukkah bush, it's just like getting a Christmas tree. All right. Jeremiah 10 is speaking against all of those type of practices. All right.
We know that that tree goes way back to ancient paganism, so it don't matter if you have a tree or a bush and you decorating it, it's still nothing but paganism, all right? So no trees in your house, no bushes in your house, and none of that stuff. But I just wanted to give a real brief recap as far as the history of Hanukkah. Yosef, you have anything to add to that? If not, it's all good, bro. I think I got you on mute. Okay. All right, but yeah, that's a brief recap as far as that. I think Agilson, oh, he just dropped off. All right, I think he probably went to his other call. But yeah, so again, anybody have any questions, comments, you know, just get on, push number one, I get you on. Not necessarily about Hanukkah. Definitely if you had anything concerning, don't forget the email that the brother left. You know, if you had anything more concerning the men's gathering that we're having, of course, just send an email to that email. He's going to email you back with the itinerary, and you should know everything from there. And like you said, there's no charge with this gathering as well. All right. So we got Hanukkah out the way. What else we have going on? Of course, in these days, we're in the month of December now. And, of course, for all my people that are new to this truth, all of our Christian family, all of our Christian friends and different things like that, just a word of advice. What we always try to do in the Israelite community is do not research everything, all right? We hold what the scripture says, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, kind of paraphrasing, says something like that. So that's what we want to do. We want to prove all things, all right? So if people tell you that, hey, December the 25th is Christ's birthday, you should celebrate it. Start to ask questions, you know, and if you can't ask questions to your pastor, to the churches, different things like that, you know, maybe you can't ask it, you know, on it during y'all church service. All right, try to meet with them later. If they can't answer your questions, find somebody that can answer your questions. Start to do the research yourself. First and foremost, what everybody, especially those that are new to truth, you need to do is pray to the Almighty for understanding. All right. When you pray for understanding, the Almighty will start to open up your understanding. And then when teachers actually teach you certain things that teaching you correctly, you will be able to understand what they're teaching you. You will be able to understand what's being taught and what's being said. And you're no longer left totally in the blind. All right. So the main thing as far as not being deceived is actually start to question these things we're being told. So definitely even on Christmas Day, you know, what we're going to do, we have new people with us that's, you know, into the truth. This is their first year not celebrating Christmas, their first year keeping all of the holy days that the Almighty commanded us, from the weekly Sabbath day to the monthly new moon, to the Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, keeping all of these days within a year, which is commanded by the Most High. This is their first year not celebrating Christmas, their first year not going to celebrate Easter and things like that when they come up. So we have to be there for our people. These people need moral support. These people need spiritual support. So what we're going to do on December the 25th, instead of leaving them at home by themselves, everybody at home by themselves, whatever, now you're subject to the spirits. What's going to happen when you're home on December 25th and this is your very first year not celebrating Christmas? You're going to get a whole lot of phone calls of your family, your friends, your mother, your sister, your brother. So we creating what? A safe place for our people that want to be in it too. So we're going to go to our synagogue, our local assembly on December the 25th. We're going to go live. We're going to teach a lesson coming out. It's a spiritual warfare time. We're going to teach a lesson coming out against Christmas. We're going to go into the history that you can read in any encyclopedia. Well, I guess people don't read those no more, so I just got to say internet. You know, you can read on the internet about everybody got smartphones these days, so it's no excuse. You can look things up in literally 1 minute, literally 60 seconds. You can find out the true origin of Christmas. We're going to go into that true origin. We're going to read it. We're going to get into the scripture, see what the Almighty have to say about it. You know, so we're going to teach that lesson, you know, and then we're just going to be there for our people. You know, where we could just come together in a time to where our people can be away from all those spiritual attacks, because that's exactly what they are. They're spiritual attacks that come against you. Satan is not going to come against you with somebody coming at you in a wicked way, and all this stuff, Satan's going to come. Because remember, Satan is crafty, all right? He's coming at you with crafty counsel. It's going to be, oh, I love you. I love your kids. We need to see them and this and that. It's going to be all this type of stuff where you feel like, well, I do need to go see my family. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right? So we want you to actually come out of her. As the scripture says, don't partake in any of her sins. Therefore, you will receive none of her plagues. So we just going to be together. We know no stores or anything be open. So whenever Israel come together, you know, we're going to eat a little bit. You know, snack a little bit, have some fresh fruit, some different things like that, and actually just be together. Teach this lesson, sing these spiritual songs to the Most High, and just sit around in fellowship and have a good time together with brothers and sisters in truth. And just every time we together, we have a good time. Our kids can play together, have a good time. So that's what we're going to do on December the 25th. That'll be, a few days after our men's gathering, you know, and hopefully we can if we haven't got everything together by then, we can plan some more for our gathering that we're having as well coming up in February. Just want to let everybody know there about that as well. February the 22nd through the 24th. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. February the 22nd through the 24th. We will be having a great get-together. Israel Now, Cincinnati, our congregation is doing it. We have Tassel Gang. Our truth music group, you know, with Israel Now. We have the brother Darud from Atlanta is coming up. Many people is already RSVP to come up from all around the country, and we still gathering more and more people, so we're going to have a great time in righteousness. So I'm going to do another show again before that to give all the different details of the exact address and everything else as we get it, everything planned out as well. So definitely you don't want to miss that. You definitely don't want to miss that as well. It's going to be a great thing, definitely. All right, so definitely. So, you know, that's what we're going to do as far as this pagan day, as far as Christmas. You know, we know about what Hanukkah is, different things like that. After that, you know, of course, we have immediately a week after, we have the new year for the Gentiles, which is not the Israelites' new year. It's the new year for the Gentiles. And to be honest, the other nations actually have a right to have their new year whenever they want to have their new year. You know, it's the Almighty never told all these other nations, this shall be the first of the year to you. The Almighty told us, Israel, this Abib is the first of the year unto you. He didn't speak those words to the European Gentiles. He didn't speak those words to the Chinese and to the Hamites and all these other people. So, you know, if they want to have their new year in the middle of the winter, that's their prerogative, all right? But definitely we know that is not our new year, you know? So, let's see, what else? Let me hit a scripture real quick that I mentioned, and then I'm going to hit another one that a brother brought up. We were talking about the other day. But let me go to Zephaniah chapter 2. And we'll read verse 1. And in both of these events, you know, that's what we're doing. Zephaniah 2 and 1 says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a shaft, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. So that's what we need to do. Gather ourselves together before that anger of the Most High come upon us. There's a safe place with us gathering together. When we have unity, we're strong. When we have unity, we can do a lot more things than you can do as an individual. All right? So, again, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. We don't just say only Israel Now people can come to our gathering. Only people that's members of Israel Now. Only people that's members of the house of Yah. Only people that's members of Chosen Seed or something like that. We all come together. All Israel can come together. All right? So that's what the Almighty's decree is. Anybody say otherwise, gather together, O, replace your camp name there. that's not according to what thus said the Almighty. All right. Let me go to this other scripture. I think it's Hosea is what I want. Let me see, what chapter do I need? Hosea. In the book of Hosea, I think it's chapter 4 I need. All right, give me a second to find this script that I need. I just want to bring out something real quick. Me and a brother talked about the other night. All right, Hosea chapter 4 and verse 1. Yeah, I'm going to start at verse 1 so I can get the whole context. But let me make sure this is the right chapter that I need. Just want to bring out something that we always talk about, we always hear. Give me a second. All right, yep. So what I want to bring up here is, wait a minute, let me find the exact thing. So, you always hear, so we're going to deal with the tribe of Ephraim. I'm going to just bring out something real quick. Like I said, the brother brought up the other day, so I just want to make sure I have the right verse, because I don't see the exact verse that I want. Because it might be in the next chapter. So hold tight, y'all. Bear with me. That's why I be trying to remember all these verses. I know the book sometimes, but don't remember exactly the exact verse. So just give me a second. Okay. Chapter 7. That's where I'm at. All right. So chapter 7, I was in chapter 4 looking for it. Okay. So we're going to the book of Hosea, chapter 7. And just to get the context, I think we'll start at the first verse. And, yep, we'll start at verse 1. All right. So, again, so I'm going to deal with the books of, or I'm going to deal with Ephraim. And as they always say, Ephraim is a cake unturned. So I'm going to deal with the understanding of that. All right, so I'm going to actually just go to the right verse first, and then we're going to go back and read the context. So Hosea 7 and 8, it says, Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. All right, so you hear this verse read like all the time. You know, all the time people read this verse, and they bring out the understanding of Ephraim as who they perceive it to be according to the 12 tribes chart. So again, it says, Ephraim has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. All right, and so when they read that, the understanding is what they bring it out is that Ephraim is going to be a lighter-skinned tribe than the other tribes of Israel. They're going to be light-skinned, and I think, you know, they'll say, like, Ephraim is these, you know, certain called, like, mongoloid type of people, you know, which, you know, the 12 tribes chart, which a lot of camps go by. All right, and this is what they use to substantiate that. Well, before I go back to verse 1 and read the context all the way up to verse 8, even if you think about it, a cake not turned, you could actually use this same, and the sister brought this to my attention, you could actually use this same understanding to say, well, that could mean that Ephraim is a more dark-skinned tribe. Because if you don't turn the cake, the one side is going to be extra dark. All right. But what we're about to find out when we go back to the context and you start at verse 1, that this scripture is not talking about skin color at all. You know, rather light skin or dark skin. This scripture has nothing to do with skin color. But let's go to verse 1. So Hosea chapter 7 and verse 1. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoil without. Verse 2. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. Verse 3. Make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from rising after he have kneaded the dough until it be leavened. All right, so now we're starting to get into the understanding of what we're going to bring up. All right, so what did the Almighty call them in verse 4? He said, they are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from rising after he have kneaded the dough. All right, so that's what we're dealing with. And the Almighty said they are all adulterers, dealing with the tribe of Ephraim. So what the Almighty is doing here, first and foremost, he's pronouncing judgment on the tribe of Ephraim. All right, this is a judgment that's coming on the tribe of Ephraim for doing what? For being adulterers. All right, adulterers, and the Almighty is speaking here in the spiritual sense. All right, verse number 5. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready the heart like an oven. Whilst they lie in wait, their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. All right, so again, it's talking about, okay, I'm going to read that again, verse 6. It says, for they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie wait. So he's dealing with their heart. They are adulterers, and he's dealing with their heart. All right, they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst he lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. So the baker, who was supposed to be getting, you know, everything ready to bake, is sleeping all night. But the oven is on, and the oven is made ready. All right, then it says, in the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. Why? Because he left the oven on all night. So this is a parable that the Almighty is giving concerning Ephraim. All right? So again, the baker left the oven on all night, and he went to sleep. All right? So in the morning, it's all burning like a flame of fire. Verse 7, they are all hot as an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. So the Almighty is just saying, look, just like you turned on the stove at night and you went up and went to sleep and forgot it was on, you left it on all night. Now you wake up in the morning, your whole house is burning down. This is what the Almighty said concerning the tribe of Ephraim. He said, they are all hot as an oven. They have devoured their judges. Who are their judges? The ones that were supposed to be judging them, the ones that were supposed to judge them in matters of the Almighty's law. So they have devoured their judges, meaning they're not listening to their judges. They're killing them for making righteous judgments and all this type of stuff. Then it says, and their kings have fallen. Their kings have fallen. There is none among them that calleth after me. The Almighty said, there's none among them that calleth after the Most High. All right. Then in verse 8 it says, Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. This is not talking about skin color. It's talking about Ephraim is that cake that the baker fell asleep all night long and left the oven on. So it's a cake not turned, meaning he didn't call after the Most High. He devoured his judges. He was living wickedly. He wasn't living righteously. This was nothing but a parable talking about how a baker didn't prepare his food. He forgot the oven was on all night. So we say Ephraim is a cake not turned. So that's all that's actually talking about. It's not dealing with the skin color of a certain tribe or anything like that. All right, just to kind of bring that up, brother brought it up the other day. A sister asked me about it, you know, I guess about a month or so ago. So that's how we deal with that scripture. It's just a spiritual parable dealing with the tribe of Ephraim being a cake not turned. The tribe of Ephraim was a cake not turned because none seeketh after the Most High in that day. None of Ephraim was calling after the Almighty. They were devouring their judges, and they were doing wickedly and different things like that. And the Almighty just used a simple parable as concerning a baker leaving the oven on all night. Now your house is burning down by the morning time. So that's all we're dealing with that. But, yeah, just wanted to bring that scripture out as well. Definitely have to just get into the truth of these scriptures that we bring out and get into the fullness of what these scriptures are. And something like that, that's what actually happens to a lot of people when you don't read in context. So when you don't read in context, you just come out, bring a scripture. Next thing you know, it sounds like it's saying one thing until you read it in context. Now it's saying something totally different. So that's another thing. It's always a good thing to go back a verse or two, or go back to the beginning of the verse, or wherever the context of that scripture actually starts, to actually get the context, to get the full understanding of what that scripture is saying. All right. And I know that I don't know if my callers dropped, if you'd have dropped. Okay. We've been having a little bit of technical difficulties tonight with this when I first got on, but it looked like I got some people back up now. So, all right, looks a little better. All right, so I'm going to go back to the call lines, area code 513. Shalom, shalom, you on the air?
Hey, shalom, Rock.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Rock. Yep, thanks
hey,
for that.
You?
Yep.
Hey, I was trying to get it to you. So as you said, it hit me like, he must be looking for Hosea 7. But yeah, man, I think it was beautiful what you just brought out about that, man. I think our people, you know, our people that have an ear to hear, you know, eyes to see, our people, you know, definitely deserve clarity on a lot of these verses that's brought out by the camps. You know, for the simple fact, you know, you mentioned it. You said just pray for understanding and the Most High give it to you. And in due time, you know, these scriptures come to life. So when I was reading that again over with my wife last night, it was just even more clear. You know, when you get to verse 8 in Hosea 7, it pretty much just shows you that, you know, the baker would be like a characteristic of like the king, so to speak. And a king is the one who's supposed to get Israel in order. The king was the one who, you know, charged Israel to really, you know, turn back, you know, to the ways of the Most High and different things of that nature. But if you have Ephraim, you know, who's plotting on the king, who's making the king, you know, drunk, who's making the king sick with wine, you know, then eventually the king sleep. And just like a baker, you know, if a baker is baking a cake, so to speak, just like a baker will go to sleep on that which is in the oven, a king goes to sleep on the nation, you know. And while the king is asleep, you know, this particular tribe within a nation, according to verse 8, this particular tribe within a nation doesn't turn back from their ways. So they will be the cake that's unturned. They will be the ones that are hot in their wickedness, you know, and will cause the whole nation to burn down because of their wickedness,
right.
And they don't want to turn back to the law, statutes, and commandments. So because of their wickedness, they cause everybody to burn. They cause everybody to sleep, so to speak, and burn within the whole scheme of things. So, and one more thing, too, what I'm noticing is that a lot of camps, they'll use certain wordplay within the scripture to say, you know, this means that we are black people, or this means that we the people – because it says this here, and they'll use the term black. But then soon somebody used the term black on them, or when they ask them a question like, what's your nationality, and they say black, don't they always rebuttal them and say, well, black is just the color of a crayon, so you can't be black That's just the color of a crayon. We're not black. We're not the color of this. Then they'll point something out. But as soon as it's to their advantage, they'll use scriptures like, Judah mourns the gangster of language. They are black unto the ground. See, we the people, right? But if that's the case, then we looking at Hamites as well, saying that, well, maybe they Judah because they black, and that's what Qam means in the Hebrew, burnt. So when I look at a lot of the wordplay and the schemes, I'm noticing that if we're not using ruddy to back up our skin tone or our skin complexion, then everything else was a condition. When you see Judah mourners and the gates thereof language, they are black unto the ground. That's just a condition, a lowly, dark state. When we look in Genesis, it says the earth was void, right? It said that darkness was upon the face of the deep. So the deeper you go into the ground in that aspect, in the spiritual aspect, in the physical aspect, it's just showing you the condition. The lower you dig, the more darker and void it's going to be. So that was just a condition thing when we're dealing with black or, you know, dark or different things of that nature. But like I told my wife, if we not using ruddy to define our complexion, then we can no longer use black, because we'll then tell the people on the streets that they can't use black. But then it'll be a big contradiction, you know what I mean, as far as the camp's sake. But that's just kind of what I wanted to share, though, on that, and just more clarity in the scriptures, though. That's all it was.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that was good, bro. Yep, that was absolutely good. Yep, I'm glad you did, bro. Yep, for sure. Yep, but, yeah, man, so let me think. I was just, I didn't know how long Yosef was going to be on, so I just had some stuff just off the top of the head, pretty much. I did want to deal with this little history of Hanukkah real quick. Didn't want to read the whole topics, but, yeah, man, anything else you got on your mind or anybody else, just push number one. I'll get you right on, you know, and we'll talk about that as well.
Go
ahead.
I didn't have nothing, man. I did want to, if there are any artists other than Blood Dawood, if there are any other artists on the line, this brother, I haven't met him yet. You know, I know he like, who is this? This is Aki Aharon, our fellowship at Israel Now. And pretty much, you know, I'm new to your music as well, if you're still on the line. And, you know, you're doing a great thing out here, Aki. You know, stay motivated, stay encouraged, because the music is what our people need. You know, it fine-tunes us, you know, all throughout the day, all throughout the week. You know, it keeps us going. It keeps us motivated or whatnot. But if anybody is unaware with what the brother is challenging all of the artists in Israel to do, I believe starting January the 1st, he calls it either the Brew at the Line or the Yah at the Line. And for 40 days, starting January the 1st, this brother is going to be doing a song for 40 days. So that's 40 songs in 40 days. Man, if that ain't spiritual, I don't know what is, man. I don't know an artist that can do 40 songs in 40 days. I told Tyser, man, this remind me of some type of homework project you had in school where they gave you a certain amount of time to do your and try to wait till that last day, and you be up all night trying to get all this stuff out the way and get all these packages and stuff going and all of this. And I was like, yeah, man, I accept the challenge, man, because this is what's going to keep us on our P's and Q's. And, you know, that means we got to put in some work every single day. That means we got to be in tune, really in tune with the Most High, because this is going to show where the inspiration is coming from. Is it coming from man or is it coming from the Most High? And this is really going to show, you know what I mean, where you're going to be able to get that pull from. So to all the artists, one more again, starting January 1st, the brother can correct me if I'm wrong. Brew at the Line or Yah at the Line. 40 days of music. That's a total of 40 songs. I don't have the fullness, like the full details or whatnot, as far as like how long the song's got to be or whatnot. But I just know it's a total of 40 songs in 40 days. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yep. So that's a great thing. Yeah, that's a great thing. So I'm looking forward to that. You know what I mean? All that music coming at us at once, all that righteous music, and that spiritual warfare as well, because it's changing the culture. It's changing the culture of our people, and that's what we have to do, because that's what they did back in the day. When rap and gangster music and all that stuff started coming out, it literally changed the culture of the young people. You know what I mean? And at that time, it was more hate towards your brother. It was more killings, more shooting, more I don't care about you, all that type of stuff. That was part of the reason how we got to this place. And now the Almighty is using all of, you know, Israel that he has awakened all around the country to turn back and change the culture back among our people, change it back to a righteous culture, change it back to singing songs and giving praises to the Most High. So that's definitely what we need to do, and put that out there and put it out strong, and we all share it, we all support it, we all promote it, and changing the culture in our young people, because our young people is liking this music as well, you know. So definitely it's a great thing, and we got to do that and definitely support it. For those of us that are not artists, we got to support it and push it. So, yep. Yep, for sure, Ox. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you hitting me with that script I was looking for. Appreciate you calling in, bro.
Hallelujah, Aki.
Hallelujah. All right, so yeah, definitely for everybody that heard that, it's going to be a great thing. So look out for all that music coming forward from all these different artists that's going to participate in that, you know, from the brother out of Atlanta, Daoud, to the brothers in Cincinnati with the Tassel Gang. I know they going to participate in it as well, and it's going to be a great thing, definitely a great thing. All right, so anybody else have anything? Push number one, I'll get you on. Any questions or comments, I'll try to answer it briefly. And if not, I'm sure some of y'all probably got some questions. Hit number one, I'm going to look for y'all. But yeah, definitely. So I think that these events that we are coming up on, and we're going to continue to do this, continue to always throw these different things, because it's really a part of bringing Israel together. We definitely need to do that. We definitely need to know each other, get more familiar with each other, because we're in these last days, and it's getting real bad for our people out here, getting real bad. Luckily, the Almighty has been keeping us under his wings, where a lot of us that know the Most High haven't been affected by a lot of the things that our brothers and sisters of our nation that don't know the Most High has been affected by. But we got to stay under that cover. We got to stay in these commandments, so none of us are out here getting hurt and harmed by wicked men, and not even have done anything. You know, people are killing our people every day and have not done nothing. You know, the one brother was just killed, and he was a security guard. And another guy was shooting, and he chased them down and ran them down and held them till the police came and held them at gunpoint until the police came. The police came and killed him. You know, another brother just happened the same thing. He was in the army and got out the army. He was a good guy. I think he was the one brother, he was even trained to be a police officer. The police, they ask no questions when they come to us. They just open fire, you know. So when I say the Almighty, when I pray and the Almighty keep us under his wings, for those, you know, when I say under his wings, that means, you know, under the Most High's fringes, you know, and that's the symbolic reference that the scriptures uses when dealing with the fringes, you know, keep them under his wings, keep them under his fringes, because those, the Del fringes represents protection. The ZZ fringes represents reminding us of the commandments, but the Gedels represents protection, you know, and we want the Almighty to always protect us, keep us safe, keep us under his wings, keep our children safe as they go about, you know, and leave our homes, that they always return back home safely, all right, because way too much going on right now. So we got to keep building this community that we building, and build it nationwide, you know. The same thing that we have in our local assembly, we're trying to expand that, expand it nationwide. So we got a lot of things that we need to do. We got a lot of work to do. Everybody got a part to play. So let's just, you know what I mean, get to it. Let's do it, and let's play that part. A lot of stuff to do. I'm going to just get ready to end here. Again, just thanks everybody for listening in to the show. Thanks everybody for calling in. I'm going to definitely go out with one more song and join us again next Monday at 8 p.m. Israel Now Radio.
God, we know it, 'cause I cannot hide from you. Running and running, never got me nowhere, 'cause I know you are my refuge, city of refuge.
Never be derailed.